Hello.
Wow. Hello. Wow. Indeed.
We're live.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. And I want to start this off with a trigger warning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Trigger warning. There's going to be no bits tonight. It's going to be all serious discussion. So if you are triggered by the lack of comedy on this podcast, you might want to turn it off. Because it's not going to be very funny tonight. It's going to be sad. It's going to be sad and serious. You've been warned. Anybody else want to add to my trigger warning?
I just had all these jokes written on the way over here.
No,
I didn't discuss this with anybody. They didn't know.
Yeah.
But there's no bits tonight.
Yeah, I had a whole, I kind of had a bit planned.
Right? Same here.
You know what? You can describe the bit without doing the bit.
Okay,
you can let the people at home judge on a logical level if it was going to be funny, but I would discourage you from performing the bit because that would just fly in the face of this trying time that we're in right now. So what was the bit going to be?
I had this whole thing about it was like part three to the Shrek wet fart saga, and it was about I saw a dog fart, and I thought why didn't I wish Shrek would do that?
Okay,
and it was a whole. There was way more to it than that. I'm making it sound really simple.
Where's the trigger coming?
Don't get too into it because you might slip into doing the bit.
It was meant to be more complex than that, and it turned into a thoughtful kind of piece. But it was 90% comedy, so now I don't even really feel like getting into it. But I saw this dog just fucking spackle like my parents' kitchen,
and it was reminiscent of the wet fart moment from the Shrek.
Yeah, ride. It was like fucking upsetting. Yeesh. It was like mixed chocolates.
Just. When you saw the dog spackle fart at your parents' house, it reminded you of many of the experiences at Universal Studios.
Yes, yes.
Where the rides often spackle you with water.
Yeah.
And most famously in the wet fart moment of the Shrek 4D ride.
Yeah, and when I saw it happen, I just, you know, I kind of started developing bits like I saw it and it was like, well, shit, I didn't even need to buy a ticket for that. You know, there's going to be a whole bit, but I really don't feel good about doing
it. You could have.
So that is off the table.
This is your bit. You're not performing it.
Yeah.
We can discuss it. There could have even been a moment in the bit where you refer to the dog as Donkey in the Shrek voice.
Yeah.
Something along the lines of, you do the voice. It would be like, not a good job, Donkey.
Everyone likes him.
Well, for me, it was going to be not a good job, Dougie.
Yeah. Oh, Donkey, how could you?
Yeah.
Something along the lines of that could have been a part of the bit.
Could have cheered a lot of people up.
And it happened on March 11th, 3/11 day. So that was going to be a whole bit. I was going to tie that in, and I was going to say, you know, I was going to do the whole parody
bit.
Amber
was the color of the shit.
No, no. Don't step on what would have been the bit, please.
Yeah, we're not
Amber
doing
is the
bit,
color
remember?
Of my poop and pee.
Yeah.
Kind of a Weird Al style.
Sean, he had already figured that.
I had already perfected the bit, Sean. Well, you're detailing.
We're not doing it, though.
But it doesn't even matter because it doesn't. Man, you're just not. I can't explain it, but I don't want to explain
it. Look, the bit was a happy thing, and I understand in describing the bit that it's a sad thing because we can't do the bit, but don't take it out on each other. We have to stick together.
I'm sorry. I wasn't going to do the bit, so I shouldn't have been mad about the bit I wasn't going to do.
Yeah.
Okay, now your apology.
But Sean does talk over you a lot, and that's kind of disrespectful.
I know.
You fuckers never, ever shut the fuck up. And this is not just on the podcast, just in regular life. You
okay, but we're talking about the podcast.
Sean, no bits tonight.
If I don't just jam my way in there, I'm not going to get a word in edgewise.
No bits tonight, dude.
So
we already said.
You just got to find the 1 second there's a pause, and I could snipe my way into the Star Wars conversation and be like, hey, we got to do this thing. Can we talk about Star Wars later? You got to do that you're me. Okay. That's my life.
I hate to ask Sean to do a self-edit, but Sean, edit your bit out of the podcast
Tuesday. Deal.
Listen, we were not supposed to do any bits tonight.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't a bit.
That just went out the window, apparently. This was going to be a no-bit night. We're going to be serious. We're going to be thoughtful for the community. I guess we're doing bits tonight. Fuck it. Theme song.
I'm a lonely horseman. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman. 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 Lonely horseman.
Our comments on no bits tonight apparently were misunderstood. We've just heard word that all Twitch donations have been pulled. Mm. To Twitch staff who were watching, we really did not mean what...
Not those bits.
No, please don't. That's not what we meant.
We need those bits.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Comedy bits.
Yeah, god damn
in
it.
In these trying times, you know, we... How do you think we keep the lights on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bits.
Mm-hmm.
Bits. Comedy bits. We do the comedy bits. We get the Twitch bits.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit economy.
Yeah.
Living bit to bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm living bit to bit, man. Digital bits. Go to digitalbits.com. They have the latest news on movies on physical media.
Yeah, especially in these trying times.
Which you need.
You got to data hoarding.
I think about what sites I've read since like I got the internet probably none of those are around, but like the longest sites that I've gone on the longest since having the internet. And I think one of them is legitimate, the Digital Bits.
Really?
The digitalbits.com is a site about like what's coming out on disc.
Oh.
Like, there's a cool Blu-ray box set coming out for Star Wars. They'll have like a thing about it first. DVD started in like 97, I think.
Yeah.
And I think I've read that site since around then.
Yeah. What is the website that you've been affiliated with the longest, that you've visited the longest?
That's got to be it for me, because how long is that? 20? Is that 23 years?
What was the site?
97, the digitalbits.com.
Like probably the earliest one that you went to that you're still visiting regularly
now.
I think that one's mine.
Google.
Mine.
Google.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. I can't say. I was hearing about Google in like the 2002 era.
I remember the first time I heard about Google.
Yeah.
I had a teacher in ninth grade recommend it for a research paper.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's a new website you might be able to use for finding your info.
I was using Ask Jeeves.
It's called Google.com. I was using Yahoo, AltaVista, and Ask.com.
Yeah. I used Yahoo.
And he spelled Google for the class. Funny name.
We talked about this
forever
ago on the podcast.
G-O-O-G-L-E.
But do you guys remember the web browser that we had to use at school that was sponsored by the Army?
Yeah.
It was a purple web browser.
What was the deal with that?
And there were ads for the Army.
I don't remember that.
Everywhere all over it.
Yeah. You guys were a year older than me.
Maybe. But you couldn't, like, you had to use that one.
Dude, try to recruit.
Yes. It was in high school, and they tried to recruit you.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. But, like, you couldn't go to Alta Vista or Ask Jeeves or whatever because you had to go to this fucking one, and it sucked. I wish I knew the name of it.
Yeah. I don't remember the name of it either, but it was all military ads, but I don't think it was the military that put it together. At least, I don't know. At the time, I didn't know. But it was always ads for the Army.
Yeah.
And then I remember after a while, they were ads for an album by this artist, Billy, or I forget what her name was.
Billy Soldier.
But it was legit, just like ads for some album about to come out. And I thought, I have to sit through this at school? And I remember thinking, like, there's going to be like a lawsuit about this, that like all these students are sitting through an ad for... Yeah.
Their education.
Yeah, it was really weird. And I don't know what... I would love to know what happened with that.
Yeah.
Because that seemed odd.
I just remember the whole interface was purple. That's all I remember.
Saints Row.
You're
shit.
Like, well, I want to use Google. I want to use Alta Vista. No, you got to use this shitty military
You had
browser.
To log into your thing. They had all your info when you logged in.
Oh, that's just like real life. Like, that I want to go work for Google. I want to go work for Alta Vista. You can't. You have to work for this shitty organization.
Yeah.
The Army.
Yeah.
The United States Army.
No, but yeah, Google I started hearing about early 2000s, but I think this was longer. I think I was on Digital Bits longer than that. What about you guys?
Well, I don't go on this anymore, but I just stopped recently TV shows on DVD.com.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about.
Yeah, that was the one, I mean, in high school all of the time. Yeah. And then I think I was waiting for the Wonder Years box set, and when that finally came out, that wasn't that long ago. That's when I was like, all right, I got all I needed.
That's it. That really was the holy grail of that site. Sean and I, because see, we go over like Sean's house like after school and stuff like that. And then even when school was over, when we were doing Mega 64, we'd be at Sean's house because the set was in his dad's garage. And we'd go over there. And it was always like, you know, you'd hang around like Sean had a computer just off to the side of the kitchen.
It was in the laundry room. Phones. We got rid of the washer and dryer, put a computer in there instead.
Yeah. And so you just hang out. And every time I was over there, it'd be like, did you check TV shows on DVD.com? Yeah. And it was like, you know, oh, what's coming out? Oh, they're finally putting out a box set of Pete and Pete.
Dude, Mork and Mindy's coming out.
Yeah,
dude.
Mork and Mindy, finally.
Don't need
But the question every, seriously, the holy grail was every day. Nothing about Wonder Years, huh? Nope. Yep. And every couple of months there'd be an article about how like, oh, music rights have fucked that show.
Yeah.
It's never coming out on DVD. And then finally it did what? Was it like maybe like 2013? Maybe?
Yeah, about that.
It finally got a box set. Basically a third party company just said, fuck it, and paid for all the songs.
It's crazy.
Except that it was really weird because the
except
only
Joe Crocker.
Yeah. they got that. When it went to Netflix, they didn't get that. Is it Joe Cocker? Joe Crocker.
I think it's Crocker.
Chris Crocker. Whatever. Whoever it is. Anyway, but they got on DVD, they got all the songs except The Doors.
There were
like a couple instances of The Door. It's like, you got everyone else?
You know what? That really pissed me off, and I'm still mad about the theme song. You couldn't get that, and that
for
Joe
Netflix?
Cocker.
Yeah,
that's not even your fucking song, bro.
Hey, that's how I feel.
That's a cover, you dick.
Yeah. I like the Wonder Years, but I feel like you guys have a closer connection with that show.
Definitely,
For me, I had that experience with Married with Children.
Oh, yeah.
That theme song is Love and Marriage by Frank Sinatra, and they couldn't get the rights to it. Oh. That is so iconic.
Yeah.
Honestly, I love that show, but when I put it on a streaming service and a different song comes on, I'm like, this is not the same show.
Yeah. Hey,
ruins it.
Terrible. I don't have a strong connection with that show, but it's still a show in TV history. That's a bit, you know, whatever. That theme song, I've checked that out, and that hurts. That actually hurts.
Yeah. That one, I watched that show at such a young age. It's just like, without that song, it's literally not the same show. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it is, but it's just like, it seems like, you know, the foreign bootleg version of the show.
Yes. Isn't it?
It's like Turkish Star Wars.
It kills the mood.
It really does.
And it's funny because it doesn't affect the show itself.
Not at all.
But it kills the mood.
And when it starts, and that's how it starts. It starts with a disappointment.
Yeah. And that's what's kind of funny because Netflix couldn't get Fly Me to the Moon in Evangelion. That
another Sinatra.
Don't get me wrong. That fucking sucks. And I think it was the same deal as Love and Marriage.
But is that the end?
That's what I was going to say.
But they don't have the Sinatra version of Fly Me to the Moon in that show.
Right. No. But it was still like a songwriting thing.
Yeah, you still can do that thing though. Yeah.
But it not being at the end, you know, even though that really sucked, and I think that's an iconic closing theme, at least with Evangelion, you can, like, watch the episode and then eject yourself.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Skip the end.
You can go, give me
just
out of
go
here.
Right next but, to the Cruel Angel thesis again.
Yeah, exactly. But Married with Children, that stings right at the beginning.
And it's
that
such
hurts.
A shitty replacement. It's like a...
What is it?
It's like a knockoff, like, YouTube audio library, like, funny song, but there's no lyrics. It really feels so amateur. It feels like a pirated production.
It really hurts.
It ruins it.
I think that honestly, they should have just cut the intros
of
the Wonder Years and Married with Children. Like, put on Netflix. Hey, we couldn't get it because you wouldn't think about it as much. And that intro for both those songs are very iconic.
Very iconic.
Very. Yeah. But it's like, well, you know, whatever. I'm watching the episode now. I'm not thinking about it.
Yeah. But again, gotta say the Wonder Years DVDs got that song.
They got it.
So they're if you want to see it the right way, you can legally buy it right now.
Okay, Garrett,
check that website.
Most checked out website of all time.
You guys left it off the board, but show me the facts. The game facts.
Nice.
Got to go to gamefaqs.com.
To
find out release dates.
That might be one of mine too.
Find out how to beat any kind of old PS2, PS1 era game. Yeah. Like, I still go back for that reason, and I did back then.
Now, it's funny. Tell me what you guys think with this kind of thing. It's funny. I feel like I went through some different phases here. Now, GameFAQs, that used to be 100%. That's that's where I would go to. Like, can't quite figure this part of this game out. I'm going to go to Game Facts. Sure. Okay. And then YouTube became such a thing that I started to go, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Sorry, Game Facts. I think I'm just going to, you know, now I go on YouTube and I find that section or that, you know, a walkthrough. However, I will say, I feel like I've reversed a little bit.
I'm with you.
Because I feel like YouTube has become a little too overrun with, oh, this is a walkthrough. No, it's some guy talking about it. Oh, here's the way. Oh, no, no, he doesn't show it.
It's like a whole level.
Oh, it was a fake thumbnail, and it's just some guy talking into his webcam. Okay. Yeah. Whereas Game Facts, it's fast. And what I'll do is I'll just search specific terms, this, and it brings me right to it, and I control F, and there it is. Oh, hand the guy two apples.
That's
okay,
smart.
Great.
That's,
fixed it.
That's genius.
You know?
That's
how I feel I use, like I've gone back.
That's how I use the site now instead of YouTube. Because
isn't that funny?
It's usually like, okay, I'm going to scrub through a half hour.
I'm still scrubbing through YouTube like an idiot.
But yeah, Game FAQs still has, you know, control F, like you just said. Yeah. And oh, exactly the part of the map I'm at or the puzzle I'm at, I can narrow it down to a sentence and figure out what to do.
Yeah. Somebody brought up in the chat just now, and that's another good one too, Apple movie trailers.
All the time.
Remember we used to do that all the time.
Now, you know what though? I still do that. Me and Emma have been doing this thing lately where but on Apple TV, we'll go to the movies there and all the trailers.
Yeah.
And we just like, any movie she's never seen, like, hey, check this out. I don't know why we watch
it. It is kind of on.
Check out The Godfather trailer.
Well, no, it really. But, like, we're just talking. She's like, because we're trying to figure out. The kids are off school. They said from at least 3 weeks. They're thinking now it could be up to 8 weeks. They're not going to be in school.
That's not that big of a difference.
Could be 6 months.
3 weeks, 8 weeks.
Honestly, that the school year legitimately could be over. That is, like, not bullshit. So we're just going to be stuck inside. So it's like, well, we're watching so many movies. Let's just get a list of things we're going to watch. And so, like, we're just going to go watching trailers now.
You know what? I just got to say, I don't mean to call out your parenting, whatever, but what happened to reading books? I just wanted to do that too.
Well, let me tell you, Rocco, that Jenny made a schedule already of what we're going to do for the school day.
Oh, really?
And there is an hour of read time or color for the little girls.
Oh,
I bet that lasts 48 hours.
I guarantee you it does not.
You are homeschooling.
2 days.
All right, 3 days.
I promise you that's not
the
case.
You could finally show them like good movies. You have so much free time.
They're your captain.
I would start with like, you can show them Boogie Nights, Pulp Fiction, start the little kids on Pulp Fiction.
Classic.
We watched a trailer for Pulp Fiction, me and
Evidence. Nice.
Oh my God. She wanted to know.
That's all you need.
What's who's Zed, Dad? Zed's dead, baby.
Saving Private
Zed's
Ryan,
dead.
Learn about World War II. Good to go. Educational
Antichrist.
Film. Educational
fucking
film.
Crazy.
Antichrist, learn both sides of the Bible, you know?
No. Hard Candy, you know, do comedy night.
The hardest
what not
thing
to
is,
do.
Right now we're doing a thing where we just pick names out of a hat who gets to watch pick the movie. And so
is Hard Candy in the hat?
No, if whoever gets the pick gets to choose.
Could be.
I don't know why
could
Hard
be.
Candy got me.
You forgot about that movie.
I did too.
I tried ending. To forget about that movie.
But the hardest thing is, like, I want to show the big kids, like, good movies. But the little girls can't see that, so I got to put them away in a different room. What do you do there?
Sorry, guys, we're watching Teeth tonight.
Don't forget the
Teeth. Sorry, Beckett picked
Teeth. Don't forget to get it. Hey, legit, because of, like, you know, Parasite came out and all that stuff, it is important to remember how good foreign film can be. So make sure you get, I got a couple Serbian film. Add that to the list. What? Okay. All American movies then. I don't know what else to say.
I forgot.
All right, whatever. Yeah. Anyway,
anime.
But going back to the trailer thing, though, having the Apple, if you do have an Apple TV, the trailers thing is a convenient. It is like kind of fun to.
You also can search any movie you could think of, and then watch trailer from there.
And you do forget how sometimes it is fun just kind of watching a lot of trailer. Like, I know that sounds weird. Something that San Diego Comic-Con used to do, I don't know if they still do, but they would have a panel during the show that was just called like Trailer Park. And they would play they would play trailers just front to back, and it would be maybe ones you've seen, maybe ones for new movies coming out. And then every now and then they'd throw one in that's like, I mean, at that time it wasn't so easy getting them on the internet.
You couldn't watch them on YouTube.
So they'd throw one in that's like, hey, bet you haven't seen the new Harry Potter trailer, boom, that's in there. You know?
And that's exciting,
And sometimes it is fun watching kind of like the art of the trailer. You know what I mean? Like trailers are their own kind of art form. And sometimes it is, you know, now I will say sometimes they make you watch half an hour of them before you're waiting to see Star Wars or whatever, and that can be annoying. But when you know what you're getting and you're actually like seeking that out,
I love going to the theater and kind of seeing a trailer for a movie coming out in a week or two or 3 weeks, and then going back and seeing that movie and seeing the trailer for the next thing coming out a month later. You know, I'm happy when I go to the movies and then I'm seeing trailers for new movies and I think like, oh, now I have something to look forward to.
Okay.
Because every once in a while you hit that moment where all the trailers look like shit. Yeah. You ever been to the theater and you're like, this is the last theater I'm coming to for a long time because the horizon looks like garbage.
Yeah. You know what? Yes, I do know that. I like trailers as well, but they have gone overboard. Like, we went to go see Star Wars.
That was too long. That was
too much. It was kind of close. Like, we saw it in the morning. I'm like, oh, the kids get out of school. It was a half day, so it's like 12:15. We should end at 9. I'll be fine. And the trailers went on for like 40 minutes. So I was like, I'm going to be fucking late to get the fucking kids from school because it took so fucking long.
It really was like, I think like 30-something minutes.
I think most movies that was start 30 minutes after the actual showtime. Because of 20 to 30 minutes because of trailers.
And I really say with trailers, I will give me four. I'll give you four trailers. Yeah. That's enough.
Four, I'm like excited through them.
They used to tell you, come to the movie theater 20 minutes early to get your seat.
Yeah.
But now you pick your seat from home. Just come 20 minutes late.
That's what I do.
If you don't want to see the trailers.
Because I'm not really with you guys on trailers. I don't like seeing trailers in the theater.
That's fine.
So I do that thing where I leave my house when the movie started.
And you get there 20 minutes after.
Yeah. Or like, you know, 15.
Have you ever missed the beginning of a movie?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not because this has only been going on for like a year.
Yeah.
But then there's one theater that I go to that is like taking a stand against that so that it's like they show like two.
Yeah.
But it kind of adds to the chaos of like, I think like, oh, I got all this time. And then I'm like, wait.
Which theater was that?
Is this theater going to, wait, what? And then I go and like, that happened recently. I went to one, I don't remember what movie it was. I think when I first tried to see Joker or something like that. And I was like, oh shit, this is way into the movie. Like, I thought I had all this time. And
bro,
it was
you went
like,
in by
not,
yourself?
Yeah. What's that?
You went by yourself to see that and you showed up late?
Yeah. And yeah. You wouldn't get it.
Oh my!
Oh fuck!
Oh my god!
Oh no!
Sorry, we did. We said no bit. Oh wait, but we are doing bits.
We're doing bits.
So bits are back on. We're back in the bit business.
You know, I was thinking. So like, movie theaters right now. I don't know who would possibly be going.
Not closed, but low attendance or what?
Yeah. You got no the whole place to yourself.
You're good. You're good if you don't. I mean, don't sit by anybody.
But, and then if somebody's in there, leave. You know, first come, first serve.
Everyone's stuck at home. Like, if they were smart, Disney would be like, hey, you know what? Fuck it. Onwards out. It's not, you can buy it. You know, it's whatever. I don't know, because it's like no one else is going to go see these movies. Yeah. All these other movies are being postponed and canceled.
Yeah.
Like, you just release it on digital and just be like, sorry.
Well, they did it with Frozen. They did it with Frozen 2.
And Star Wars came out early.
Yeah, Star Wars did digitally. But did that go to Disney Plus?
No.
Because I thought I read a thing a minute ago that, like, they did. But I think people were misled.
No, I think that you can buy it.
Yeah.
Why Frozen?
Yeah, you can buy it. Frozen. Which...
Okay.
Well, why did Frozen come out early?
Frozen 2. Frozen 2 wasn't set to be on Disney Plus until like June.
But now it's
and
out.
They went fuck it and they put it up.
Because people are
kids are home.
Quarantine.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
nice of them.
Wow.
But Thank you, Star Wars came out earlier on digital. Like the physical disc is not out, but it came out early digitally. I was going to do that. I was like, I was home last night and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll get it and I'll watch cuz I want it has all the extra stuff too. Yeah. So I was like,
where is it available?
Just on all the digital stores,
like
you know.
Amazon, iTunes,
Google, you know, anything. And I thought, I'll put that on, but it was like $5 more than anything else that was on there.
And gouging.
It was $5 more than anything else and wasn't in 4K.
Hey, come on, the parks are closed.
That's illegal.
Yeah.
Wait, Star Wars? I think it's 20, right?
It was 20.
Price gouging's illegal, dog.
You know, and hey, maybe
that's... The parks are closed. You got to make that up.
Maybe that's standard
thing. I think
it's
standard,
but
yeah.
Everything else I was looking at that was new was 15. And the Star Wars wasn't in 4K on, like, Apple TV or something. I was like, eh.
You know,
trying
games. But I'm just thinking now, like, all these other fucking movies in theaters right now, they should just put them on.
Yeah.
I agree.
If they've already... Now, if they haven't come out yet...
Push
you know,
on in charge. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fast and Furious, like, hasn't come out yet. So if you want to hold on to that, I understand that. But, like, yeah, like, Onward. That's dead. That's over.
Yes.
So,
it's
like,
over.
Just put that on
Outward. And it's unfortunate. It sucks. But you fucked up. Like, yeah. Who knew?
Okay.
Who knew?
The world fucked up.
Am I in the wrong if I were to just go out to the theater and sit in the empty theater and see these films?
I don't think so.
I mean,
just don't come back here.
That's okay.
That is true. Don't come back here.
What do you mean?
I don't want you back here.
Oh, okay. So it
is wrong. Actually, okay. I was seeing this debate on the internet earlier today. It was two people who were going back and forth. Should I go out and just avoid crowds, or should I just lock myself in the house completely? And they were going toe-to-toe back
tooth and nail.
One person was on the side of, you should lock yourself in your house completely. It's irresponsible not to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is for your public safety. And then the other person was like, well, no, I'm avoiding crowds. I mean, if the government shuts down theaters and restaurants, I won't go. But if they're open, that means it's safe to go to, right?
And they're uncrowded.
I was just kind of like reading both sides, not, you know, trying not to form an opinion one way or the other. But yeah.
You know, it's a debate, I guess.
Yeah,
I am on the side of like, I'm going to be at work and I'm going to be at home. And that is it. I'm not going, I mean, like, but like, I'll also walk. I walked the dog today. You know, you can go, you can leave your house. You just don't like,
When someone else came to the park, though, it's time to leave the park.
Well, my kids want to play at the park when we were walking the dog. I'm like, I'm not going to play in the park today, guys. Sorry. You know, just like, just being extra cautious. Like, I'm not, like, I went to the store today because I had to get things, but everyone was like keeping your fucking distance from each other. No one was by each other.
I think that's.
I washed my hands when I got home.
Social
distance. But I will say, like, I'm not going anywhere but here in my house if I don't have to.
Well, you know who's not even coming here?
What's that?
Johnny.
Oh.
But I'm also, I get it. Like, I also am like, should I be here? I don't even know. I guess.
Johnny is protesting travel. He's not here tonight. Johnny, I'm sure you're watching right now. You're weak and you're scared.
No.
And you should be here, Johnny.
Oh.
You fucked up. And I'm holding you accountable.
Hey, Johnny, can I just say a word to Johnny real quick?
Okay.
I had a sneeze ready. Anyway.
Oh, thank God. You're fucking, okay. I was so mad at you.
I didn't mean
that. I'm just giving him a hard time.
We got to get mad at Doc Ryan, who said this is going to be fine. He came on this podcast.
Yeah, you're right. It will not be fine.
Doc Ryan sat on this podcast and said NBD.
He said NBD, but now my kids are not in school for 3 to 8 weeks and I can't go to a movie theater.
That's preventative measure.
And I appreciate that.
But that's so typical Doc Ryan.
But was Ryan wrong?
Like, I don't know.
That's all preventative.
Time will tell, Ryan.
No, that's all preventative. That's not your kids are like.
Let me break this down. True. Doc Ryan says bad teacher is good. It is in fact bad.
Hey.
Okay. Doc Ryan says Corona is no big deal. It is in fact a big deal. This fits the Doc Ryan brand perfectly.
See, I have an even more relevant example for that.
Okay.
We talked about what a legendary series The Wonder Years was.
Yeah.
And who was the only one in the chat ragging on how it was unwatchable?
Doc Ryan.
Just want to point that out.
Now, again, this is all preventative. That's true. But we don't know. We just don't know anything. And the scariest thing is, like, it works if we all quarantine ourselves. Like, then it will be dead. That's it. But that's not going to happen because everyone's a fucking asshole.
So I am an asshole for going to the movie theater?
My next door neighbor yesterday had a Corona party where they all drank Coronas and there was like 75 people in a tiny ass house.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Fuck all of those people. You're ruining it. Everyone is sacrificing right now and closing buildings and not doing things so this can go away. And these fuckers are the reason why we're all going to fucking die.
Well, you know what? Those people... having that party are more likely to get infected and spread the infection.
Right. And that's what sucks about them.
That is what sucks about them. But, you know,
drinking alcohol, compromising
your immune
system. You're going to
be safe and they're going to be sick. It'll all work out in the end. But this is, you reminded me, a friend of mine, a loose acquaintance of mine, a person I know, actually has Corona. And I wanted to share their story with everybody on the internet.
This is the first-hand person you know that has contracted the virus?
Yeah, so let's break down the significance of this. In San Diego, there's only a handful of confirmed cases.
Okay. Right,
but also only a handful of tests, so people who think they have it can't get tested.
Last I checked, there were like 11 cases in San Diego.
Okay. San Diego's pretty... spread out.
This person that I know is not being reported in the news, so this is potentially a 12th case. That is, the news isn't even reporting. We're pre-TMZ here.
Oh, shit. This is what
I'm
breaking.
Telling you right now. And this is, I said this would be no bits tonight. This is not a bit.
Did you come in contact with this person? The chat is...
No, I didn't. So
thinking you could infect us.
I'll tell you how I know this person very briefly, and then they wrote about their experience on Facebook. It's like three paragraphs. I'll just read it to everybody because I think it's interesting. But I do Mega 64 here, obviously. I do some outside film gigs in San Diego every once in a while, music videos, stuff like that. Like 2 years ago, our friend Dallas was trying to get a pilot TV show made for KPBS, and he asked me to be the editor on this show. It was like Mike Rowe's Dirty Jobs. Dallas went to a bar and learned how to be a bartender. The show got canceled. It was garbage. I can say that because I was the editor on that show.
So you didn't do a good job.
It was all on me. It sucked because of my efforts.
Okay.
It was Dallas was the host, and the producer was my friend Mike, who apparently now has coronavirus.
Oh, no.
So what Mike said was, oh, shoot. Dang it. It's not loading.
He deleted it.
No, it's still here. It's just the internet's really bad.
The deep state took it down.
Come on, man.
What's the gist of it?
Oh, here, I got it.
Come on, Mike.
Okay. This is what Mike said. God, our health system sucks in the U.S. Not sure if I have the coronavirus or just the flu, but hospitals are not testing for the virus unless you check every box, including traveling outside the United States.
That's crazy.
There is supposedly a shortage of tests. Even though I travel all around the U.S. for work and I've been in countless airports, meeting people from different countries, went to Disney World, they still wouldn't test me. This is some of the worst pain I have ever been in, and I do not get sick, man. It started on Thursday as a cough. Woke up Friday with a horrible cough and the worst pain in my chest ever. Yesterday, I jumped to 104 fever, body aches, stuffy nose. Please, really, stay isolated. Do not go to concerts or conferences. I'm watching my friends make stupid choices. It sucks. I get it. I don't have work for 2 months, and my big concerts all got moved. I feel like I have the flu. If you feel like you have the flu, just stay home, take Tylenol, keep hydrated. I just wasted $400 on my copay for them to tell me I am sick. No shit. That's awful. No wonder our numbers are so off in this country. They wouldn't even do a test because of the statistics.
Everyone I've seen online is they are asking, like, can you test me? And they will not test them because the government does not want the numbers to spike up because they know it's so much higher than what they're saying it is. But, like, everyone knows someone who's going through this story. So I don't think, like, there's only 2,000 cases in the U.S. It's like, no, that's not true. You're just not testing people. There's probably like a million and you're not fucking saying it. God damn it.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting because he fits all the criteria symptoms-wise, but I guess you don't fit all the criteria patient-wise. So they didn't
you're not
him.
Worth a test unless you traveled internationally as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, so I guess the takeaway is more people out there have it than is being reported.
Because, you know, everyone said, like, it's the flu. It's just the flu. It's the flu. But, like, this sounds so much worse than the flu. This sounds terrible. And everything I've read, too, is, like, it sounds like a misery. Ugh.
Well, the flu kind of sucks, too.
Yeah, have you had the flu?
I passed a walk in the park. After fucking RTX, I got one of the worst flus of my life. And it's fucking sucked. It sucked. I hate all of this.
I turn into a total pussy when I get sick, man. I love being pampered and taken care of. I whine.
I hate this.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, can you make me a grilled cheese sandwich?
Yeah, and your mom goes, okay.
Ryan says it's just a flu. More people have died from the influenza B this year than...
Well, he knows.
But Ryan, how do you know it's not COVID-19? How do you know? Because they're not testing them, Ryan.
Can we silence Ryan?
No, I don't want to silence him because maybe he has information I want to know.
No, he doesn't know anything.
He's a doctor, guys.
Ryan's know nothing, Ryan. I'm trying to be a more positive person in my,
in my life. Nothing, Ryan. Try to be more positive.
Yeah.
It just reminded me, all the negativity about Ryan. I should be more positive.
Yeah.
That fucking idiot. Listen, I love my friend.
No, I love Ryan.
I love my friend.
No, if we're going to be negative about someone,
Ryan, I'm joking.
It should be Johnny.
I like to hear all the perspectives.
And he's saying he doesn't want everyone to freak out, which is, he's right. Because, like, people are panicking.
Yeah.
I need paper towels in my house. I do not have any, and I cannot get them.
We got
anywhere.
Some here.
I don't think we do.
Here's the problem. Oh. Some people are freaking out too much.
Yes.
They're on this side.
Yeah.
And then other people are having corona parties, not freaking out enough.
This is where I'm at.
We need to bring them together and have a good amount of freaking out and without too much or too little.
This is where I'm at with it because I feel like there's people taking the panic to an unhelpful level.
Sure.
But I saw a lot of people doing that, like, I'm going to a bar tonight. And that's so fucking stupid. Like,
yeah.
It's so... This is not... This whole situation's just not... It's really not asking that much of us. Just stay the fuck home and chill and watch movies. It's, yeah, like, really easy.
I've been beating
and
games.
So to hear that and go, you won't tell me what to do. Okay, cool. Well, you'll die. And then... no, I was really noticing, because at first I was kind of like that. At first I was kind of like, I'll go to whatever. And then the more I looked at Facebook, it was everyone on Facebook, on my Facebook feed that was being like that, like, oh, I went to a Renaissance fair today because I don't care. It was all, and I mean 100%, dumb fucks I used to go to school with.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, that they're all dumb fucks. That's, you know what I mean? It's like, so, okay, I can't be that. I do not want to be in that group.
No.
But I don't think like being so like, I mean, whatever. There's a level of panic that doesn't help either. Just stay the fuck home and wash your hands. That's it.
You can meet in the middle. If you need to go out for food and stuff, like I'm still going out for Chinese food.
I call ahead, pick up.
Yeah.
Take it home. No need to eat there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got food yesterday. I sat away from everyone and.
Yeah, you know, like, I washed my hands, I have, more than ever before.
Yeah.
You got dry hands like Johnny?
I'm getting there.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting there.
That's too much.
I know. But I am worried. Like, I think if I get this, the odds are definitely in my favor that I will survive. That is not what I'm worried about. Like, I'm worried about, like, just, like, people that I know and care about, like, my parents. Or there's a guy around our studio who we see all the time, who's a fucking really nice older guy. And it's like, if anything happened to that guy, I would be bummed out. Like, you know, like, it's just like, there's so many people, I just...
Can I flip side of the coin? And again, no bits tonight.
Garrett,
I know you feel me with this one. I'm the only one who's kind of excited.
Oh my God. But that's just it. I
kind of like am like getting a little giddy when the shit's starting to hit the fan, because it's exciting.
It makes life a little bit more interesting.
That's what I was going to say, though, is I know, and this is it. I can sniff certain things out, and I can sense when there's certain people that fucking get off on doom, and that's where I'm going like, oh my God, shut up. Not saying necessarily that's you, Derek.
Hijacked my point.
That's not
us. No. But you know what I'm saying. There's some people that are like really get off on the doom factor.
I was talking to my girlfriend about this, and I was like, you know, there's a part of me that this virus ticks all the boxes in the fuck yeah section. the sport hating. Anti-establishment.
That aspect, yeah.
There's a person inside me that thinks sports is dumb and like, oh, you fucking, you rely on the government. You're such a fucking sheep plugged into the grid. You know, that part of me is like a little giddy because it's like, let's see how you fare now when all that shit's taken away. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to go too crazy because viral epidemics and pandemics and people dying is where it stops being fun.
Sure.
But there is kind of this almost like a zombie apocalypse feeling in the air of like, we don't know what's going to happen and we should prepare for the long haul. And I'm prepared. I'm all stocked up and I'm a little like, all right, let's let the games begin.
Well,
the adventure starts now.
It's to me, I hate this. I hate it. And I'm not excited at all. And I think, you know, I was in the house all day yesterday with the kids, and it was already like, oh, this is going to be a long one.
They're all wound up.
Yeah, they're like fucking amped up, and they can sense our energy. And they're not just us, but like
they hear
their teachers, everyone's like stressed, and so they get stressed. And it's like, my house is going to be fucking gnarly for the next 3 weeks at least, and it's just, the impact economically is going to be so fucking crazy. this world is not going to be the same on the other end of this. Like, it's not going to be the same. And I just am not looking forward to that. Like, I just don't know what it's going to be. People are going to be fucking desperate and hungry.
Kind of a
and
dark view.
Bro. Yeah, bro.
But that's what's going to happen.
Dark, dark view of the world, yeah. y'all.
But you guys, there are so many things that are shutting down for 3 weeks, and people cannot sustain themselves for that long.
Yeah, but I can.
You can, but there are so many people that can't. And that's the problem. Yeah. Like, people are going to get desperate, and when people get desperate, people get dangerous. And that is just what's going to happen.
For sure, people in the chat are saying they're going to lose their jobs.
Yes.
People, people thought, when I was saying my piece there, they thought I was talking about Derek, and they're learning who I was really talking about.
I'm
giving you a hard time.
You've been worried. You've got a family to, like, look after during all
this. These things, I make cracks, whatever. These things are 10 times more heightened when you have a lot of kids. I have the reverse situation. So I make jokes, but I'm not even going to pretend to know what's going on.
Well, like, I'll joke about not having to have health care, but you have to have health care for four individuals during this time
I got
and everything.
But, that, so like, but it's also like, you know, like, we own a small business. We do.
Yeah.
And like, I am responsible. Mm. We are responsible for other people. Yeah. And it's like,
it's stressful.
Are people going to want to buy fucking t-shirts right now or support us on Twitch? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope so. You know, but like, I don't know, because people are losing their jobs, and when they lose their jobs, then it's going to affect us too. And it's just, anyways.
Yeah.
I have a lot of feelings. I'm a little stressed.
And when I was saying too, Derek, I totally know what you mean, because I've had those thoughts too, where I'm like, maybe we're okay without sports for a while. Like, kind of like see where the chips fall without those kinds of things.
Let's test it out.
What's that?
They don't have to bring it. Maybe this is a testing ground. No, bro, bring them back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe
keep
we're okay without
the fine without them.
Maybe we're good without the NFL. But so I totally identify with what you're saying, Derek. And what I'm more referring to are the people that, like, love to tweet the, like, can't wait to tweet the, like, really horrific thing that might not even be true.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know that, you know who I'm talking about. There's people who do that. Like, well, if you're not scared now, you will be da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, is that even true? Like, you know what I mean? There's people who do get off on that. And that's where I'm kind of like, you're not helping.
Yeah.
You are not helping. Get out of the way and let, you know, the people who know about this talk about it. That's all I'm talking about.
I think that there's worst case scenario, there's best case scenario, and then what's actually going to happen will probably fall somewhere in the middle.
That's how I feel.
It'll be closer to worst case scenario, maybe it'll be closer to best case scenario, and that's what our actions now will determine.
Right, and that's another thing that really bothers me is let's say it's best case scenario, and let's say, like, as of 2 weeks from now, over, you know what, not that many people died, the hospitals weren't overrun, great news. Those motherfuckers who had the Corona party, like, see, I fucking told you.
Yeah.
But it's like, that happened because we closed everything,
That's what I was going to say, Sean. That was literally the next thing I was going to say is, it's a no-win situation, because if all of this goes well, it will go down as we overreacted. We overreact. Oh, see, they all overreact. You know what I mean? That's the only way. Mm-hmm. It will not come out of this as like, yeah, we did it. Victory. It will be, oh, look, you all overreacted.
Oh, okay, sheep.
Yeah, because everything
Those
was done the right way.
We'll get taken out one way or other, because that's the type of person that doesn't wear a seatbelt or drinks a little bit. They're like, I'm smoking and drive. Don't overreact.
Yeah.
Those, you know, karma will get those people in the end. You know what I was thinking, though, on a personal level, this is my approach to everything. Mm. I'm not looking at the entire United States as my problem.
Right.
Right. And I feel like a lot of people are looking at this as like a United States problem. What are we going to do as a country? And I was thinking about this the other day, like, I really don't care what they do about this in Texas or New York. I don't think that there's going to be a solution that fixes the entire country's COVID problem. I'm more concerned on a local level. What's going on in San Diego, the city that I live in?
Sure.
And California, the state that I live in. And I'm looking more towards, you know, because I know a lot of people are complaining about the president. Oh, he fucked up. You know, he made the situation so worse because he's fucking handling this wrong. And I'm thinking, like, this guy ain't going to solve the San Diego outbreak. I'm looking to the mayor of San Diego.
Yeah.
Kevin Faulkner. I'm looking to Gavin Newsom, our governor here in California.
Yeah.
Those are the guys who are handling my personal situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not so concerned
about what's happening
in Virginia, what's happening in New York. I could really care less. I'm trying to just focus more on, like, my immediate, like, is San Diego safe?
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe if more people looked at that, it would Because when you think about like the whole country, it becomes overbearing. Like, well, there's no way you could close down the highways and airports and solve this problem for the whole country.
Yeah.
As long as San Diego gets clean.
But
up,
I mean,
I'll be okay.
Yeah. It is something that we've never experienced. Like, no one has. And so it is like we're all going through this together and we're all trying to figure it out together. And I think it kind of shows you, like, you handle it the way you handle it. Like, that's like, you know, we're all doing our fucking best and no one knows what's going to happen, which is scary. Like, the unknown is scary. So I am scared.
I think it builds bonds.
And yeah, it does.
Like, your kids are going to remember this.
Oh,
and like,
they for sure. And
how
the
whole
like,
thing was handled.
Yeah. And thank God it doesn't like really affect kids so much. Like, my stress level would be like, I wouldn't be here if that was
good.
I'd be through the roof. Like,
put
so
all of them
stressed
in bubbles.
And scared. Yeah, really. So, like, I mean, it is, I don't know. It is scary. I am scared. But I'm doing my best. I'm washing my hands and I'm not going anywhere but here in my house. So,
let me put the silver lining on this. And this is actually going to make Sean feel better.
Okay.
Ease him.
The people who are most at risk are old people and homeless people, and we got too many of them to begin with.
No.
So, worst case scenario, things get a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Here in America.
Aren't we facing a sixth extinction event on this planet? Could this be the aforementioned
prophesied
extinction level event?
No.
Okay.
Am I getting into plot?
There's a lot I could go into.
People out there are thinking I'm being a dick by saying that, but we all know all these old people voting, fucking everything up for you know, we've said for too long, you're old, give us control. And they're like, no, you don't know, because in my day we did things differently. And but, you know what? Get out of here.
But dude.
And all these fucking old homeless people everywhere.
Sean is going to sit there and act like he's never thought that. Wow.
Be honest.
Wow.
That one thing, though.
All I'm saying is it's the most problematic people that are at highest risk. So we're going out of our way to protect the people who maybe don't need it. That's all I'm going to say.
You got a conundrum, though. Bernie's an old person.
I think that bat who started this is like the hero of all animals. Like, you fucking got him back for all the shit they've been
all
doing.
All the nature-hating
They're like, hey, bro.
Yeah. Some Ferngully shit, definitely.
Yeah. Actually. Yeah.
The bat activist.
Yeah. Now that I think about it.
Yeah?
My parents are pretty old.
Mine too.
And if they got corona, there's a good chance that they would die. And I don't want my parents to die. I would hate that. I want my parents to realize how they've been treating me my whole life and apologize to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And say they're sorry for the way they've been treating me this whole time and say they're never going to do it again. And if they die before they're able to do that, then I'm going to be fucking pissed off.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to think Corona's a bad thing.
So China's done with this, though, right? I mean, not done, but like it's better, right? They're on the mend. Way down. They're on the mend.
Well, yeah. I guess.
So like, but they.
So how long did it last? There?
Months, right? Like, when did this start? Was it November?
January.
January.
Yeah. You believe the media, though? I don't know. They're saying January.
Okay. I just wonder, like,
what's up?
Is Comic-Con canceled? Is
China's
anime Comic-Con expo over?
We'll like, look at it, you know, from that couple months out. So we should be good, right as rain by April.
I heard China had this in November.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't believe it.
3-4 months.
Who's feeding you
the
this
Olympics.
Info?
Oh, that's dunzo. I know.
It's not. It can't be.
Yeah.
The whole world.
When is the Olympics supposed to happen?
I got to stay optimistic, guys.
August.
You don't know what I did.
Late July, August.
I think that's done.
No.
I don't think that's happening.
I think so too.
Because the things that are connected are on an international scale. Here's the thing, like local things might be okay. Like maybe Comic-Con will be fine. Maybe, you know, whatever. But I think things on a global scale like Olympics have to be planned so far in advance. No one right now can feel good signing off on like, oh yeah, fly them all in at this point. You know what I mean?
I think that was done a year ago.
Now, I don't know anime very well, but I thought the show Akira was, this lines up perfectly with that. And
yeah.
I don't Wasn't it signed for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a disaster.
And there's a disaster, and then it doesn't happen, or it's all fucked up and, like, empty. Yeah. So we are there. We have done that.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
How in the world did that become so right? Wow.
Well, okay, how do you feel about my proposed trip? Because I have bought flights. What do you mean?
I mean, you might be okay by that point.
If the Olympics are closed, it doesn't affect me.
I think you should go.
Well, I'm going.
Because you're not high risk.
No. As of right now, you're not going.
Well,
that is such bullshit. They haven't closed travel to Japan yet. And the film comes out. I've for the viewers at home that don't know what I'm referencing, I bought tickets to fly to Japan to go on a little vacation in June, at the end of June, but also to go see the new Ava 4.0 movie, which hasn't been announced that there's a delay or anything. That's still, as far as I know, on schedule to be released on the 27th of June.
You know what, dude? I really think that countries are going to ban us, and we are not going to be able to go anywhere.
Do you think I'll be able to get a full refund on non-refundable tickets?
Nope.
That's the big question.
Well, the airlines who are losing money like crazy, are bleeding money, are they going to give some back to you?
Tickets refundable?
No. Oh, my God. But I want to go. I don't want to not go, so it's out of my control.
Japan's going to be like, you're not coming.
Here's my feeling on it. I think you'll probably be able to go. I think you'll be fine.
Okay, so
but
duality here.
I think shit will be canceled because, again, things with a lot of planning have to be planned right now. And right now, no one's signing off on shit.
Hey.
So I think the Olympics are donezo for the time for at that time.
I was gonna
but I think I think by that point you'll be able to fly over.
I think people are still planning stuff. They're just planning stuff with the contingency that there might be a pandemic still happening.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, I'm not saying they're not gonna happen, but I think all they're gonna be pushed.
Ryan's saying that Delta is letting him delay his tickets till April for free. There's a delayed ticket. Yeah. So you
you probably have to pay fucking twice as much then if it's Ryan saying that.
Oh, there you
go. Yeah, he put a spin on it.
Yeah. A lot of people are getting credit for canceled.
I was telling this to Rocco. Like, we are very fortunate to have the platform and like the fan base that we have, who is very loyal to us. And so, like, let's say Comic-Con is canceled. That sucks. But we have a Comic-Con day stream, and we have, like, we do it here. Put the things we're going to put on sale at Comic-Con here, and I have a whole thing of it.
Yeah, and just invite people here.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that would work. I think people would be into that and watch it and have fun with us.
Yeah.
But, like, the mom-and-pop booth who is just there, like, they can't do that. Like, they're fucked.
The Angry Flower.
We are just...
What's he going to do?
We're Angry Flower.
No, really. What is that guy going to do?
What is Too Much Coffee Man going to do? What is that guy going to do?
There's a booth by us, I think, every year.
Too Much Coffee Man. What is...
Bob the Angry Flower and Too Much Coffee Man are fucked.
Guys,
fuck those guys.
Every year at San Diego Comic-Con, there are booths that have been by us every year for like over a decade. And it is seriously Too Much Coffee Man, Bob the Angry Flower.
Yeah.
Killer Pumpkins, they're next to us every year.
That one blonde girl in the bikini cartoon character.
I don't even know what that is.
Hot chick in the bikini.
Now, that goes to show you, their booth must not be that successful, because we've been by them every year for like 14 years, and I can't name it.
I always see the girl, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, something like that would be great. Yeah, luckily we have that.
I think we are fortunate, and I am concerned for people who aren't.
They're not digital. They're not on the digital frontier.
We could talk forever about the virus. I just want to say, one last thing.
Yeah.
Does anybody have... I feel like I know a lot of people's parents that are kind of going, puh. Like, the group that should be concerned.
My fucking grandparents, who are 85 years old,
Are
so... This breaks my heart, and I don't know if I should even say this on the camera, but I'm going to anyways. I go there every Wednesday with my little girls, and we go, and my grandma makes this BLTs and French toast, and I fucking love it. It's great. I call my grandma Wednesday, and I was like, hey, do you want us to come over? And like, yeah, come on over. I'm like, are you sure? But right now, like, yeah, come on over. And then we get there, and my grandma's like, Rush Limbaugh said it was fine. So you guys, I'm like, my grandparents are going to die because of Rush Limbaugh. I know it. They're not worried at all. And it's like, you are 85 years old. You're 85.
Yeah.
Grandma, God. Oh, man.
Yeah. I don't want to speak for like all my friends and name them exactly, but I have a lot of friends and their parents are just like going and doing shit. And it's like, man, it's so easy to fucking stay home. Just please don't. I don't mean to throw my own parents under the bus, but like they're like they got a trip to Vegas coming up and they're still doing it. It's like, man, you guys go like fucking five times a year. Go four times. It's really not that hard.
I was thinking specifically about Vegas. Are the casinos closing?
They are. They're not. Don't worry. They're not.
Oh, good. I was worried.
You know, some places are making it like we're closing sections so that there's more space between people.
Oh my God.
The buffets were going to close. Oh. Don't worry, they're not.
Oh my! Thank God. Can you imagine eating a Vegas buffet right now?
We can share plates. Okay. Hey, hand me that plate. Oh, no. Are you using the glass?
They are going to be open, but they're changing it to where like one person will go get the stuff for you and bring it to you.
Nice. So in lieu of the pandemic, somebody else will be handling my food for me. A person I can trust.
Yep.
The Harrah's in San Diego just closed.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Yeah. I think that's a matter of time before the Vegas closed.
They have to.
They have to.
I mean, the hotels will have to close because they'll just be...
Who's playing slot machines right now?
They'll just be epidemic.
There is someone playing fucking slots.
Who's fucking sanitizing those slot machines? There's 10 million slot machines in Vegas.
I just...
Lysol wipes in the world to sanitize Vegas.
Did you see this right with those fuckers... who bought like $75,000 worth of Lysol lights. They went to every Costco and just took all of them and then they're trying to sell them on Amazon and Amazon just nixed it.
Well, they already had a policy in place about that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so
Amazon
did eBay.
Yeah, so, the guy's like, I'm stuck with all these wipes now. It's like, you fucking asshole.
So you didn't hear the latest on that?
No.
Oh, yeah, there's an update on that. The attorney general went to the storage unit and they opened it themselves and they're taking all the shit.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was
awesome.
They broke so many rules in so many places that it became a legal thing.
But you know, like
the state attorney general got involved.
When I went to Costco today, I got eggs. And I was like, you only got one? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, you only have one. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I have one. But like, that's what they should have done with all of this shit. Like, it should have been one per person. That's fine.
Wait, you went to Costco today?
Yeah.
I think you need to rephrase that in a more positive tone.
It was empty, but yeah.
It was an empty... Oh, okay.
Be more... So negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be positive.
It really is like, if you just...
We're going to be okay.
I know. I just...
I'm just ordering out, you know, most of these nights and then keeping the food I have in case I need it.
I mean, I'm just going to... Again, I'm watching movies. I got... I'm just going to start posting the movies that I'm watching on my Instagram. And then someone recommended this thing, Letterboxd is a site.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this, but I got an account. Someone asked if I could do that too. So I started that and I'm just going to start. I mean, if you care at all about what my family and I are watching, you can check me out there. Take your mind off of it.
So are the hookers in Las Vegas being sterilized? Or?
That's what I'm wondering about that industry.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about Las Vegas still. What are we doing about the strip clubs? Are those strippers corona free or
wear a face mask?
Is it okay? Do I need my face mask
the
off
only
when
thing
you're gyrating in my face?
The only thing they're covering is their face.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. I can already tell you who the best sponsor is. It's viewers like you.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Shop.mega64.com is a great place to get stuff. We're still in operation. You know, Kevin handles that stuff. He's clean. He's been keeping clean.
Kevin,
I'm trying to stick up for you. You're a fucking asshole.
Don't do that. Now he looks like he's sorry, but he's not sorry enough for me.
Fucking asshole.
What a dickhead.
Sick.
Anyway, all right, we're going to have a new staff for shop.mega64.com, and we promise they'll be clean. And, we've got great items in there. A ton of great stuff. This last Friday, and it's actually, they're going to go down pretty quick. But we had some extra stock of con exclusive posters that we did over the last couple of years. We had two different styles of posters that went up, and they won't be up for much longer. These are stock that like were supposed to go to PAX South that didn't make it there because we had a lot of shipping drama with that, but doesn't matter. Anyway, so if you wanted that, shop.mega64.com is the place to go. And I want to bring up specifically our Patreon. Patreon.com/mega64. You know, as Sean said, it is uncertain times. We don't know. I mean, I act, you know, whatever. I'm never going to, you know, if there's ever anything to worry about, I will tell you when I'm worried about something, you know. There's very little I truly do. But I know what Sean's saying. We don't know what our future is here. We don't know if some of the events that we're doing or things we're working on are going to be hindered in any way by what's going on. So if you want to support your favorite independent artists out there, whether they be someone else or us, it's a good time to do that if you got the scratch to do it. We are going to be doing something on our Patreon. We are doubling down on our efforts on there. And I wanted to announce it here is we are going to be producing many more episodes of, we do this thing called Friend Dimension where we play different games, whether they're new ones or weird old games that we found. We're going to be releasing those at a much higher rate, hopefully a couple a week of this longer format show. It used to be every 2 weeks. Now, lately we've been trying to do every week. And now we're going to do it multiple times a week. So we're doubling down on that. More stuff from the vault. I'm going to hype up something coming to the vault this week.
Oh, hype it up.
You know, everyone's getting sick. Well, I'm not going to say everyone, but a lot of people are.
We know
a lot of
people
getting sick. A lot of people not well. Some people might even be puking everywhere. Oh, no. Whatever. So I thought no better time than to release something that's never been released from our vault. Coming to Patreon this week. Behind the scenes of Timbo.
It's never been sitting
on that for 14 years.
14 years.
And this is what I'm talking about. We're going to have more stuff from the vault like that coming to our Patreon.
Oh, wow.
Plus some other material that I don't think we're ready to talk about yet, but there's going to be a whole new tier of shit.
Yeah, we are working on
coming to our Patreon.
Let's cut to the chase.
Sure.
Go to patreon.com/mega64 right now and pick your tier and sign up.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Good shit.
Go.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. Everyone's stuck at home. We got to give you guys more shit to check out, and it's coming. So anyway, and so thank you guys very much. Disney did put Frozen 2 on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
We mentioned that, yeah.
So I did watch
it. Did you watch it?
I did watch it.
Now, wow. Now, here... I don't want to. I want your review. I definitely do. But the story, whatever. The animation blew me the fuck away on that movie. So I'm curious what you have to say about this.
The movie's fine. It's fine. Animation was incredible. I think I have I have nothing to say but what Sean just said.
Okay.
It was like
pretty,
really, truly unbelievable. Visually. Story is fine.
Story was fine.
It was probably a better movie overall than the first one,
I end up liking more, and
overall probably
were more emotional, like, oh wow, that's pretty fucking gnarly, but holy shit, like I multiple times thought, like, I wish Walt Disney could see this, like, I wish he could just look at what we can do now, because it's fucking crazy what it looks like.
Worth checking out for the animation. Story was whatever, but yeah, it had a few like really good songs. I think overall better than the first one, but
yeah,
fine. Tangled still better.
I agree. I definitely agree. But the animation patterns in this is definitely better than that.
Yeah.
How was American Movie?
I just did not have time, dude.
You're on lockdown
with everything. You guys are on lockdown, but man, I'm running around. You know,
he watched Frozen 2.
Yeah.
And not American Movie.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, what do you have time for? I don't know how long American Movie is. Frozen 2 was a tight 90 minutes.
I don't know.
I know that.
Rocco is a busy man, and he has to go with where his taste lies. American Movie is about filmmaking. It's a funny movie.
Yeah.
That's not up his alley.
I just wish I could buy it on iTunes, but you can't.
Yeah.
No. You can't buy it anywhere.
You physically need
that's
that.
That's what I mean. It's just the mystery. Like, what am I facing when I pop in that disc?
Which is unfortunate, because I would just, at this point, resign that I'm never getting that copy back. So let me just buy
it. You get it back.
I'll never get it back. I'll never get it back. But that's fine.
You keep bringing it up, you'll get it back.
No. Can I tell you my real reason why I think you won't watch it?
Why?
Because it's not in HD.
That's not true.
I think it's a DVD, and you have something in your head that's like, it's not the highest
quality. Well,
I watch DVDs
said
all the time.
That's not the reason, so there's got to be a different reason. What's another reason,
Sean,
he won't watch it?
Wait, hold on. Can I just say real quick? I'd been watching Dengen Sentai Mega Ranger. I'm like 40 episodes in at this point. How's and that that's feel, like Sean, that's like low res 1998 DVD. So don't talk to me about resolution.
So okay? what
it's
is
an
it?
Hour 47
what
minutes.
Is it? I'm busy.
There's something about long. My opinion that Rocco doesn't all the way respect.
That's what it is.
I watched Frozen 2 because you said to check out the animation.
Would have watched
you
that
said
with
this
or
movie's
without
good,
me.
And yeah. he's got to think this. There's no way Sean
I mean,
knows
I,
what
I but at this
like.
Point, I told as I said in the last podcast.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've seen it; it could suck, and I just don't remember
Listen,
it anymore.
Let me
That's
just
possible.
Clarify. Maybe there's some truth to what Sean's saying.
Yes,
it does.
Sean
suck.
Looked me in the eye once and said, "Look, Stranger Than Fiction might be the best movie ever made."
Did you see it?
No, I just didn't trust you.
Now,
and I still
I have,
don't.
I haven't seen it in so long that maybe that movie sucks. At that same thing as American movie that could suck
sucks.
Now. I loved it then. I think it's probably good.
Okay.
I don't know.
I really, really, what it boils down to is, I'm stop fucking call this fucking
call.
Shut the
Can
fuck
I answer?
Up.
Oh shit.
No, it's something. Robot anyway,
U.S. government.
But, watching Mega Ranger, I've been playing Dragon Quest XI.
Ooh.
That game, people keep telling me, oh, it's probably like, you're probably looking at like 100 hours. So I just don't have time for American movie. I got to play a Japanese game.
You said you would watch Star Trek Next Generation. You didn't.
I definitely will, though. But, I definitely will.
Okay. There's so many things
Once
that I said,
Dragon, I got a list,
you should watch this. And I don't think you've watched any
I've
of
got
them.
A queue and... I'm just going in order, man. Mm. I've been trying to watch Mega Ranger. Hey, hey, hold on. I've been trying to watch all of Mega Ranger since 98.
Oh my God.
It only just recently got an American release on DVD. 22
years on this show.
Yeah, so that's higher up on the queue than your little movie.
Hey, if it took him 22 years to make it through that Power Rangers show...
Well, it's not Power Rangers 1.
He's not getting to your movie until like 2054.
It's Super Sentai, not Power Rangers 1.
Yeah, my
bad.
Yikes.
Forgive me.
Anyways.
I just got to the Mega Silver showing up.
Nice. Is that important?
Yeah.
If
it's important to him.
Mm. I want to watch a movie on a stream, but how do you do... How, I want
It's got to be public
domain. If I did
domain.
It with a Patreon, could you do that? Could I like watch a movie in the corner, the movies in the... Or movies
no,
on the screen?
No.
Fuck. It's got to be a way.
Are you going to watch anything. American movies?
Well, people yeah. there were ways to do it. The only good way I know of to do it is I know Twitch at one point was doing something like Twitch Prime subscribers could watch you could watch movies that are on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Because if you have Twitch Prime and you sub to the channel then everyone's paid for it yeah. so you could just watch it with everyone. I know they were testing that but I don't know if that's like
yeah. that's cool.
working right now. I know. I thought that was a great idea.
They're
honestly.
Saying I could
that's
do really like cool. a new Sean and May and just watch it and film myself and you
I
just
do know,
start it with
I
me.
I do know people doing that right now.
Well, it seems like now is the time to do that. yeah. I really want to do that with Cat in the Hat with Mike Myers. Because I saw yeah. that movie, and I still cannot believe that was made.
Yeah, I've never
yeah.
seen
and
that.
It's so fucking insane in every way that this was approved. It's fucking bananas. So I would love yeah. to watch that with people. So maybe I will do that. So people are stuck at home anyways. Maybe we'll have a movie thing that
yeah.
we'll do.
Cool.
Watch movies with Sean. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Mm. Well.
Nice. Thanks. I think that's a good idea.
Thank you.
What would you start with?
Cat in the Hat. Cat in the Hat with Mike Myers is the first
That's
one.
The,
because I think it could be the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
I think it is.
Is it on Amazon Prime?
It's on Netflix.
I watched it not that long ago. It was it was on Netflix. I put it on while I worked and I had to turn it off. It was
yikes.
This is like brain frostingly bad.
It's insulting.
It
is insulting.
Well, yeah. Hold on. Because I said I was working. I didn't want to pay attention.
Second screen,
so I put
bro.
On Cat in the Hat because fuck that.
Just second screen.
And I couldn't even have that on in earshot. It was bad. I want to devote my time to American movie because I've heard it's so great. I just don't have a lot of it, dude. Don't have a lot.
Doc Ryan apparently said Cat in the Hat's not that bad.
Shut up. No, he didn't
say
that.
Oh, my God.
He
my
said
God.
He watched it with his niece and nephew. It was torture. Okay, good. Okay. Thank God.
Ooh, Derek, I misread
scared
that.
Me.
That ruined, live-action Dr. Seuss, didn't it? Didn't,
yeah.
didn't they not
after
allow it
that,
after that?
The Seuss estate went, that's
It's
that's
CG
that.
For now. Like, yep. That's it.
The Cat in the Hat book, I read, or Sawyer now reads to me fairly often. And that book is good. I love that book. It's, holds a place in my heart. I can't. How they got this movie from that book is beyond me. It is insane. It's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
So
they also don't they advertise Universal Studios like a lot in that movie?
Yeah,
they name drop
so
it a
many
bunch.
Sex jokes.
Yeah,
and like
yeesh,
it's like he's making these fucking like orgasm jokes in front of these two kids. And
yeah,
it's like, I cannot see this believe
he
this.
He looks
is
at a
made.
Picture of their mom and his hat goes burr. It. Like there's no joke, and I remember the Dr. Seuss's like widow was like mortified.
Yes,
like she saw the movie and was like, "Oh my god, I have to stop this."
Dude, I kind of want to see this movie now.
You're
making it sound really good.
He steps on he steps on a hoe in the garden and hits in the face. And goes, "Oh, dirty hoe!" It's full
Holy
of that.
Shit.
It's full of that.
Had dirt on it.
I'm telling you, we should watch it as
a
group.
Thinking,
maybe we should watch it as a group.
Maybe it's like transcendent. Like you're expecting a kid's movie, and so by that standard, you're like, this sucks, but maybe it's just so highbrow.
Yeah,
you change your perspective. You're like, oh, this is actually an avant-garde comedy.
If
film.
I were to do that, could I put it on the archive channel? We think people that'd be a good place for it? Or where should my
I don't
personal
know you show
channel?
Cat in the Hat on the archive channel.
No. Like if I
fuck same. It, upload Cat in the Hat the movie to the archive
Sue
channel.
Me.
Cat in the Hat 2009, great film.
We'll remake it.
I really want to. Some people might not have been watching the podcast that long, so I do want to contextualize Derek's comment. At one point on YouTube, there was an upload for a long time. It was
a long time. It was been up. It was up for a while.
It was just the whole movie Jurassic Park uploaded to some random dude's account, and it was titled Jurassic Park 1993. This movie's awesome, and we favorited that. Like our YouTube favorites list was like, you know, kid falls off scooter, guy parkour accident, Jurassic Park 1993. Now
this movie's awesome.
Now
movie's
in awesome. My favorites on my, I do want to say maybe it's gone. So you guys at home tell me. I will say that on my personal YouTube account, in my favorites, I didn't have that, but someone did the same thing with Passion of the Christ.
Oh my
and
God.
That was still up recently. Oh I don't know if God. It's down now, but it was like Passion of the Christ. This movie's fucking nuts or something. And it was the whole movie. But anyway, but if it's just a video of like the commentary to it,
yeah, I can do
that might be good. If you end up doing that, I'll watch it.
Okay,
I'm down.
Yeah.
I don't really have time for American movie.
Make sure
but
I'm there
for
too because I have to see this. Film.
I kind of want to see it now too.
I think everyone. This is my real thought. Everyone right now is they're stuck at home.
Yeah.
If we just can do like, we'll just. I should probably have this conversation not on camera, but maybe that'd be a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Anyways,
we'll figure it out.
Anyways.
I love you guys.
I love you too.
Is that weird?
No.
Sorry. Got awkward in here.
No,
shit, I made
no.
it awkward. I should have said that.
I wasn't sure. Like, is he talking about the chat or us? Because I do love you.
If we have to be quarantined together.
You know, in this pandemic-stricken world, I'm glad I have you guys.
That's what I'm saying. It's creating bonds.
Yeah.
We're growing closer
together.
We are
going through something together, and we all
and you
are,
know,
including you guys.
You know
we're going through this.
You know who's not personally growing and forming a better friendship amongst this group?
Johnny.
Exactly.
Yeah. Johnny.
He's not here.
Listen, Johnny something to be said about caution and being like nervous about what's to come. But then there's another. There were two wolves. One was hope, and the other was despair. And which wolf was the bigger one? Whichever one you feed.
Exactly.
That's right.
Johnny is giving in to fear and despair
the Sith
and
way.
Thus lives in a world of wolves.
This is what I want to say. Corona's here. The only way for this to be over is just to see it through to the end. Mm-hmm. There's no other option.
There
we're just going to get through it.
You're right. You're right.
And we're not getting through it. So we're just getting through it. And we're going to get through it. And so you can worry about it and we'll still get through it. Or you can chill out and we'll still get through it because we're going to get through it no matter what.
But we'll look back.
And we got each other. And you guys at home, you have us.
Yeah. We'll look back on who was in attendance and who was not.
So I guess I love the people at home watching us right now
too.
But I love these guys more than you guys. But only by a little bit.
That seems fair.
You know, the last time I heard Derek talk about like feeling a connection with all of us.
Yeah.
It was when we did our tour.
Yeah.
And I really have thought a lot this past week. Man, Thank God we did that tour.
Thank
when we did.
God. Thank God. And not only that,
and people thought it was weird we did it so early.
Honestly, yeah. Guys, we tried to move it to right now.
Yeah,
we talked we kept, to people yeah, doing we like, did. We, kept we don't
having,
want it in
We kept
January.
Having conversations about, we are touring really early. And I was like, shit, I don't have my shit together because we just had like holiday break and we had all this other stuff. And at that time, I really did think like, fuck, we're... This is too early to do this
yeah,
shit.
Like,
what are we
doing?
Let's
do it after PAX East.
Yeah, let's do it then. That really almost happened.
You know what's funny? I was thinking the other day, like, Corona was around back then. Yeah. It was in China. It was on the news. But we were so not affected by it. And, it was going on when we were – and it was just so strange to think about, like, that was happening in the world when we were doing our tour. And we would not be able to do our tour right now. The world is so different right now.
The world is so different from when it was last week when we did the podcast. Like, it has changed drastically. Yeah. And that's what does scare me. It's like, next week, what will it be?
But it also can improve just as fast.
It could improve.
Just as fast.
I don't think it will all the way. Yeah. But, like, will we be able to do this podcast next week? I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Oh, we'll be here.
I'll
be here.
Rocco will be here
right now.
I hope I'll be here too.
We'll all do it remotely.
You know,
we'll figure something out.
We can do it remotely.
Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, but then we're going to get past it. So stick with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll stick with you.
We'll stick with you.
No man left behind.
Oh, I like
no
that.
No person left behind. Fuck it.
I like that
it's
even
2020.
Better.
That's right.
Fuck it.
Yeah. You got your fucking little baby kid there. We're not leaving them behind either.
Mm-mm.
Taking them.
That reminds me, again, Chuck, I can't recommend, if your family's stuck at home, a Serbian film. They are really going to like
it. I know what happened.
They're just reminding me for some reason.
I know what happened. Go ahead, Rocky.
I totally forgot that.
Gone Girl. Show your kids that.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
Just watch it with Jenny.
Good soundtrack.
I totally forgot when I was plugging shop.mega64.com. We do the 64-hour special every week where we have a shirt that's only available 64 hours. You know, everyone's wishing they could go on that vacation that was canceled, you know, or that they could just fly to the Bahamas, get away from, Bahamas, not Bahamas.
Bahamas.
That, it's back?
We did a Bahamas shirt earlier last year, and we had some overstock. So what we're doing is, that's our 64-hour special right now. You can get it. But this is not a pre-order. We're actually just selling off what we have.
Yeah, so this will sell out.
Yeah, this will actually sell out because it's... it's just what we have, the overstock we have.
If you
here.
Want it, buy it.
It's probably
right
just
now.
For the people watching on Sunday.
You're watching this on Tuesday, you probably already missed
the
boat.
But check, maybe you haven't.
Yeah, you never know. But anyway, shop.mega64.com, and those are up right now, so check those out. I forgot to mention that earlier.
Non-essential travel, though, is not allowed. So.
I know we've gone late in this podcast, which is fine. It's an important podcast. I want to say, Nintendo, what the fuck are you doing by not releasing Animal Crossing right now?
Yep.
You have it.
Well, they have a business plan, and maybe they...
We're all home, bro.
Yeah, but maybe
you will be
a
hero by releasing it now. You are a fucking hero.
But then everybody got to go GameStop all at once. They all get infected.
I downloaded it.
That's like opening up the Roach Motel.
I'm social distancing by downloading it.
I downloaded it too, and I'm waiting. And just...
It's not unlocked yet.
What are you doing? Why are you sitting on it? What are you doing?
Maybe they're doing last-minute patches.
Nah. They're done.
Maybe they're adding coronavirus elements into it to make it more relevant.
It really is weird. Like Disney did all their... Disney dropped all their stuff early, and everyone... they looked real good during... Oh, wow, good for them. Oh, good. And it's like, Nintendo, you have this ability.
They don't need to look good.
Right now, just hit it and put it out. It would be... I don't know anyone tweeting about... I mean, aside from the virus itself, I've never seen more tweets about something. It's like, Nintendo, dude.
Yeah. Johnny said he tuned in for a minute and everyone was shit-talking him.
Oh, uh-oh. Johnny, no.
Why do you respond to you and
I'm not
us,
saying no. Man. I'm saying yes.
He takes everything so seriously, Johnny.
Well,
we joke.
Johnny can't even watch for the whole podcast, let alone be at the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
You get what you get.
Exactly.
Made your bed, bro.
There you have it.
We love you.
Yeah.
We hope you're staying healthy. Wash your hands, Johnny.
I gotta say too. Again, as you said, it's 2020. Why are we shit talking Meg?
Yeah.
I mean, Meg's not here
because Meg will literally cry.
Yeah.
Or kick our asses.
Johnny will get mad, but he won't cry.
Yeah.
She is not nice.
Yeah. I love Meg, and when I said goodbye to her at Game Days, I felt she was very sad. It was hard.
You didn't see Derek say goodbye to her at Boston.
I did not see that.
I didn't either. She looked like she was tearing up when I left, and then I messaged her later, like, "Hey, I hope you're not crying anymore." She's like, "I'm still crying."
Yeah.
Did she cry for the rest of the day?
It was emotional.
Nope. She, oh, did she? Meg, she
Kevin's
loves
saying
us.
Yes.
We love Meg. She loves
didn't
us.
Notice. I didn't
now,
notice.
It and now I haven't gotten. I don't know any. Are my friends in Austin safe?
Yeah,
I'm not getting updates.
She lives in Texas now. She still works for us, but she just moved there and she works for us remotely. But when we're not around, she misses us. And I miss her too. I do. Hope she's okay. I'm not crying.
She's been social distancing for a while, so.
That's smart. She's smart.
She was ahead
Johnny,
of the ball.
Johnny is still watching, apparently. So if he's tuned in right now, if you want to say anything to him, he's listening.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Johnny, you were right. You said this was a big deal, and I laughed it off. And here we are, and everything's closed.
No. Everything's not closed.
Okay. Okay. A majority of things are closed.
Disneyland.
Majority?
I told Johnny from day one, the day Disneyland closes is the day I freak out, and we passed that point. It's fucking closed.
I was able to go.
Yeah. Rocco went.
I found a way. Like that was it was easy.
See, I don't put my freak out level. I don't attach it to any one company because then, like, if I say the day 7-Eleven closes, I'll freak out. Well, when 7-Eleven closes, I'll freak out.
Right. Yeah. You're guaranteeing.
Yeah, but if I never say something like that, then I stay cool no matter what happens.
I did draw a line in the sand at taco shops. I'll start to worry if the local taco shops close down.
Well, I think
you got nothing to worry
about. Talk to me in a week.
I don't
show me that burrito in a week, bro.
We'll see if I can't get a drive-through burrito at 2 a.m.
I think
in a
if
week.
It, I think if they haven't closed now, they won't.
See, that's week. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I hope you're right. So. I want you to be right.
I do too.
I
love being right.
I'm never going to freak out, no matter what. No matter what the fuck happens.
Okay.
Keep a cool head.
I'm staying cool.
Even if you you're going to be not
Even if I
out.
Get it,
you,
I'll man. Be like, yo, I got it. It's cool. Stay away from me.
Johnny could be the smartest one of the bunch. He's taking the precautions serious.
I
think if I get it, I'll survive. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm staying cool.
What if he's feeling a little under the weather? He just doesn't, he's not sure if maybe he has it or not.
When I freak out, that's when you should freak out, Sean.
Okay.
That should be your new bro. If I'm not freaking out, you shouldn't be freaking out.
Okay.
Because if I freak out, it's fucking over.
Yeah. Because
he's never going to freak out.
Yeah, because I don't plan on freaking out. So if that happens, that's some unexpected shit going down.
Yeah.
That's like aliens show up and they're like, Corona was from us. And I'd be like, okay, I'm fucking freaked.
Do you have enough food in your pantry?
I have a lot of food.
Okay.
I spent
a penny.
Lot of
How much did you spend prepping for coronavirus? I spent a lot too.
Well, here's the thing is when I go grocery shopping once a week, I spend usually $150 a week on groceries.
That's a small amount for a family.
I was going to say that too.
Jeez. How do you get away with
that? That's like
that?
What I spend.
I budget.
Yeah.
One word, ramen.
We do ramen sometimes.
You gotta do ramen.
Spaghetti is not expensive, But I would say food wise, I've probably spent $500 in the last 2 weeks, which is, it's more. Dang.
That's what I would have expected.
You
normally.
Spend less than me really in a normal week and more than me during Corona prep.
It's funny when I only am shopping for myself. But when I do it, I probably spend I go to Costco pretty much exclusively. If there's little things I want to order in between, I do Amazon Prime Now.
Oh yeah.
Which I've been trying to use. It's like stuff's in stock, some of it isn't, but stuff's in stock. It's just that they don't have the slots to like bring it to you.
Right.
It'd be like, "Oh, they still have this easy." And then you go and it's like, "We don't even know when we can come." Oh, okay.
Oh, so is that slowing down?
What's that?
Like they don't have
it's
drivers?
Slowing down. Yeah, it's just packed.
Oh, okay.
But what was I going to say? Oh, but when I typically go to Costco, I probably spend a couple $100. And that's just for myself. But then I don't go for I don't know how long. Like I buy shit for it's so much food.
Right.
I don't go for a couple months. Now that's what works out in my favor because I haven't needed to do I haven't gone to any stores or anything like that because I have shit like you know what I mean? Like I have enough toilet paper to last till fall anyway. So
well,
it doesn't
I usually have things like I have it down to a science at this point where like I go to Costco once a week, but I never get the same thing from the last week, obviously. Yeah. So it's like, okay, this week I need granola bars, pretzels, I need bread, yeah, I need this stuff. But last week I got fruit snacks, I got, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
For the kids' lunches crackers. And
shit. Yeah, that kind of stuff. But it is different now because, like, you know, all the meals are coming from my house now. Like, we're not going out to eat ever. And we're not. Yeah. So, like, I'm trying, like, I got chili because the kids like chili. You know, I don't know.
I'm going the opposite. I'm going out to eat more now because those places are still open now. And I'm saving the canned food and the frozen food.
And I'm split down the middle. I'm preparing a lot of food at home, but I'm also going out as much as I can to not eat into those hard quarantine supplies.
Right. Yeah, I'm buying a lot and eating leftovers too.
See, eating out for me is it's like kind of a different experience because again, I can go get something and even if I eat it there, I can sit like 80 feet from anybody because it's just me.
Yeah.
But man, Sean, you bring, I'm speaking for you. Sorry,
that's
but
fine.
I can imagine bringing four kids somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, statistically, one in that four kids will fucking lick the table. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I couldn't even imagine.
I think they're old enough now that that's not a concern, but I will say that they're not as
cognizant
of washing their hands or touching things.
Sure. Like, exactly. Ah.
The Chinese place last night.
I have a pack of gloves in my car and a pack of Lysol wipes in my car.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I feel weird doing this, but everywhere I go, I'm the guy walking around with a Lysol wipe just casually disinfecting everything. Like, I'll walk into the...
Before you touch it?
I'll walk into a store with a Lysol wipe, and I'll, like, disinfect the handle and then open it up, and I just think, like, well, that's just my public service to everybody. Yeah. Walking around, just wiping down the banisters as I go.
Yeah.
So people think I'm all cavalier out here fucking with Corona, but I'm actually like the superhero
behind the scenes. You're like a clean Batman.
Yeah,
you're doing your part.
I'm like the disinfecting Batman in the shadow of the night. I come in and disinfect everything.
Mr. Clean.
So
The Chinese food place where I went, I called and picked up my food. But when I went there to pick it up, they had a sign on the register that said, "We ask our customers to please sanitize their hands upon entering the restaurant." And they had a giant gallon-sized thing of free sanitizer. So I just thought, like, oh, well, they're actually asking
Doesn't
me to do.
Doesn't the sanitizer not do anything with this?
I mean, fuck, I don't know.
No, it's not as good as washing your hands, but it still does.
If everyone coming in and out of the restaurant is like doing that, it's like, hey, they're trying, they're providing it.
That's what I mean. That's why I'm like, hey, everyone. As long as everyone's doing their best, cool.
Yeah, no. You know, I think I spent so much money on my. This food prep at the house that like if I were to eat out I would like start going broke because it's so expensive eat out.
Yeah,
if I go to McDonald's it costs me at least $30 or like you know it's expensive so like I gotta like try to economize as much as possible.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha.
And then like I mean I got like the good food and then like if things get go real south, which I don't think they will. I think
the rice,
I think grocery store, yeah, I got that shit. Yeah. Like hey, we'll survive, but like it's not going to go there.
If it goes even darker than that, though, come over to my backyard. We can hunt some rabbits.
Okay.
There's a quail in there now. Hell California Valley quail. You can fire a 22 within city limits. Is that legal?
Who's going to stop you?
Exactly. Exactly.
If you're actually good where you are.
Sure. All right.
But
we'll roast it on an open fire. I'm not worried.
I do want everyone just be safe. Be mindful of others and let's take care of each other. This is the time to take care of each other.
That's
true. Strangers, friends, loved ones. You know, if you got an old family member, don't visit them. Do them a favor and not see them. And we'll be fine. That's all I had to say. Sorry. I went a little.
No, I like how you ended on like a positive.
Let's end on a note. That's still like, let's end on something not even related to that.
Okay.
Something cool.
I agree.
Though.
I agree.
Okay.
Too much
something
Corona.
Cool?
What's something cool we can end it with? Just like.
I know what we can do.
Okay.
Shit.
Something cool, man.
All right. Hold on.
Is he going to make it cool or?
No. Again, while he's getting ready, I don't know what he's planning, but again.
Yeah, give him a second. He's going to get cool.
Again, what I was going to do this whole thing. Amber is the color of my poop and pee. It was going to be very Weird Al style. One of my favorite Weird Al songs, One If God Smoked Cannabis. I heard that on.
That's a funny one.
Kazaa a few years back, and I was always inspired by how.
Download that.
He also did, I think it was called Racist Obama Song.mp3.
And then,
I don't know what it was, but.
Teenage Dirtbag.
Yeah, Teenage Dirtbag was another great Weird Al song. Yeah. Again, Kazaa had all of them. When I was a kid, I listened to them and was just so inspired by that. And it was really just like eye-opening. So that's what I was going to try to do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously Shrek 4D is not at Universal anymore. But I kind of started to put piece together, like, what would it be like if they had it? And I pictured my dog just, you know, just the dog's asshole right on the screen. Just... like brown mosquito.
It's like a dog kind spraying. Do like a spray. Oh, wow. Take that. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you.
That's coronavirus. I'll show you how we handle it here in America.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. They don't want that at all.
That's what we do.
This is what we do.
That's what we do.